And NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro has been in eastern Libya reporting on the rebellion. As she left this week, crossing back into Egypt, she took time to reflect on her experience there.
We arrived in eastern Libya scant days after their uprising began to a triumphant welcome. Free Libya, people exclaimed proudly every time they greeted us. They explained they'd done this themselves, thrown off the yoke of a despicable regime, and needed no further help to get rid of Gaddafi once and for all. It seems they spoke too soon. Gaddafi's forces are on the march and are gaining ground every day. In the 3 weeks I was in Libya, I witnessed the enormous courage of the people there. Young men, students, artists, athletes, doctors, lawyers, and yes, some Islamists who left their homes to take on Gaddafi's army. Their strength was thought to lie in their diversity and their willingness to fight and to die for the right to live outside of Gaddafi's brutal autocratic grip. But they had no training, no leadership, and no real help. The defected Libyan army who initially joined them has largely left them to their own devices. The weapons they've used are no match for what Gaddafi's forces have unleashed. And so the rebel fighters have died. Groups of young men, often friends from a particular neighborhood, would arrive at the front, packed into a minivan or a sedan. I remember one fighter in particular, filled with bravado on that first day, telling me with a grin that facing off against Gaddafi's forces was cool, man. But the tide turned, and I saw many of those same young men in bloody pieces at the hospitals and morgues of towns like Brega and Ashdabia. It's easy, though, in the midst of this continuing battle, to forget what it is Libyans in the East are fighting for. Far away from the front lines, in a residential neighborhood in Benghazi, I saw evidence of the kind of society some of them wanted to build. Young people working together to feed and protect their community, build up a civil society that has been denied them for so long. As I left Libya this week, crossing back into Egypt, there were no more triumphant cries. The rebels would stop our car only to ask why we were abandoning them. Where's the West, they asked. Why don't they help us? The dream that was Free Libya is quickly vanishing. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News.